We then ask, how likely are these things to happen on a scale of 1 to 10? Why might we give these scores? We had the wrong patient's chart. It could be that our desk is always cluttered. Our colleagues and radiation oncologists just drop charts onto our desk to indicate a request for a plan, so it's not surprising we occasionally pick up the wrong patient's chart. For the second failure pathway, we were distracted. Perhaps our desk is in a high traffic area with people chattering in the background and cell phones going off. It's hard to concentrate in such an environment, making mistakes more likely. We'll discuss a simple way of dealing with distractions in a later module. The third failure pathway may be open because we were never properly trained on the system and were afraid to ask our supervisors for clarification. This fear may be related to what is known as the power distance index, which we will also discuss later. So already we can see that just the process of conducting an FMEA highlights features of our clinical environment which might compromise safety and quality.